This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Turning now to a corporate rite of passage, 4 years in the works, Southwest Airlines has just now fully digested what was once AirTran Airways, used to be called ValueJet. Jim Burris, a reporter with WABE in Atlanta, was there for AirTran's very last flight.
Cheers erupted as AirTran's Boeing 717 took off Sunday night from Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, bound for Tampa. Flight 1 was long sold out. More than 800 hopeful travelers added their names to the standby list. Southwest Bob Jordan has been running AirTran's operations for the past few years. Over a scratchy PA system, he thanked AirTran's employees.
This is awesome. It's a fantastic way to commemorate this last flight and a fantastic way to commemorate moving forward together as one awesome company.
The journey traced ValueJet's 1993 inaugural flight. After a deadly crash in the Florida Everglades in 1998, ValueJet struggled to survive. It eventually reemerged as AirTran. Trish Kreider worked as a flight attendant under both names. She says AirTran's final moment is a proud one.
The fact that we fought from ValueJet all the way through to where we are, to be a company that Southwest wanted to own, is just the most amazing, amazing experience.
By airline standards, Southwest's merger with AirTran was smooth. For one thing, there were no layoffs. AirTran flight attendant Tana Thomas says the airline's family-like corporate cultures were a lot alike, and that helped.
I see their scrappiness as being almost one and the same. It's like they're on full throttle.
Southwest now has access to key markets like Washington National and Atlanta. The merger also opened up international routes for the first time. And although it's been a long merger, it's proving to be a profitable one. Air Transport World just named Southwest its airline of the year, and its stock was the year's best performer on the S&P 500. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.